or her. And I believe in equal being able to mess it all up, so this applies to people no matter what your sexual orientation is.
Right.
You don't escape either. You still have to ask yourself, what do I want to come out of this? What is the purpose? Now, the situation that you're in right now that you want to see changed, it is a specific situation that you're trying to practice applying the truth to, and you're going to keep applying the truth to this situation until you can look beyond this situation with an understanding far greater than you now possess. So how long you do it? You do it till you have more understanding than you have now. You do it till you have more peace than you have now. See how the course just runs it down. Breathe together with me. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna explode and just little black flesh gonna be all over y'all. Don't y'all think I'm a pretty color chocolate?
Yeah.
I think so.
A little cinnamon.
A little cinnamon in there. I love my body and it treats me right. I love my body and it treats me right. I love my body and it treats me right. I love my body and it treats me right. I love my body and it treats me right. I love my body. I love body. I love my 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 body. I free my body. I free my body by freeing my mind. Because wherever my mind goes, my body will follow. Your body is going to be hanging around wherever your mind is. So you can kind of tell what you think about by where your body is. Makes so much sense, it don't make no sense. When you listen to the Course in Miracles, you realize that we're totally capable of understanding something that makes sense. We just don't hear it too often. So when we hear something that makes sense, we go, oh, I need to apply the truth in every specific situation, okay? If I'm going to get into something, I need to ask myself at the very beginning, what do I want to come of it? What is it for? Because the clarification of what I want in the beginning is going to determine how the whole thing turns out. The way the whole thing turns out is going to be determined by my clarifying my goal. Yeah. See, everybody's going to say, I could go to a fifth grade class and they'd get that.
Yeah.
Now, in the ego's procedure, this is reversed. Now, the ego is the course calls the ego the insane mind, the fearful mind, okay, the guilty mind, okay. Now, the guilty mind, let's put it this way. The fearful part of my mind, the other part of my mind that doesn't always feel really good, he says that the wrong mind does this exactly opposite. They let the situation become the determiner of the outcome, which could be anything. I didn't have no goal. I'm just in this situation. So I'm going to let the situation determine how it's going to turn out. I'm just in this job. I'm going to let the job decide how the job's going to turn out. I'm in this relationship, I'm just going to let the relationship decide how it's going to turn out. I just let everybody else decide how it's going to turn out. I let my partner decide how it's going to turn out. I let my boss decide how it's going to turn out. I let the TV decide how it's going to turn out. I let society decide how it's going to turn out. I just let the situation determine my outcome. That's the way the fearful, unaware, insane mind works. It just gets in situations and says, well, I'll just see how it just turns out. That's just like laying down and a big old bear coming and you just like this thing out there and sit here and just see how it turns out. Cool. Like standing in the middle of a railroad track and seeing the train come back.
See how it's gonna turn out.
So if you're in a situation in your life and you have not clarified what you want to happen in that situation, and you are not applying the truth specifically to that situation, and you're not saying, what do I want to come out of this? What is it for? Then you are not determining the outcome. You're letting the situation determine the outcome, which can be anything. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Okay? The reason for this disorganized approach, that was a cute way of putting it, I have a disorganized approach to life. I have a very disorganized approach. What do you mean? Well, my approach to life is just to let everything happen to me and just focus on what I don't like. That sounds like fun. So I walk around saying, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like them, and I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like that, and I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I wish that was different, and I wish that was different, and that's not right. I don't like that either. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like you. I don't like me. I don't like nobody. I don't like nothing. I don't like this, and I don't like that. Okay. Then you are letting the situations in your life determine their outcome.
Yes.
Without your input.
Wow.
Now, there's a reason for this disorganized approach. The ego, the average person, the insane person, the fearful person, the regular person, you and me. He says the ego doesn't know what it wants to come of a situation. So the minute you ask the unaware man, say, well, what do you want to happen? They go, I don't know. What? I don't know. Okay? The ego is aware of what it does not want, and only that. I can tell you what I don't like about what you got on, but I couldn't tell you what I'd like for you to wear. I can only tell you what I don't like. And so the ego has no positive goal at all. The fearful, unaware person does not have a positive goal at all. So that's why, since I don't really know what I want to happen, I'm just going to show up and see what happens. I'm just going to do this and just see what happens. I'm not really sure what I want to happen. So I have a disorganized approach to life. So the Course in Miracles definition of a disorganized person is a person who never asks themselves what they want for real to come out of the situation. They just want it to change and just let the situation determine the outcome. That was one paragraph.
That was one paragraph of the course. Isn't that a trip?
Yeah. Oh, God. This is so true.
Is it true or not?
It's just so true.
It's so true, it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next paragraph, but I'm going to do a quick review because I want to make sure we hear that. So you got your situation? Okay, let's do it, y'all. Let's go ahead and get past some blocks. You got your situation? You got your situation? Do you have your situation? Rule number one. Applying the truth to this situation is extremely simple. You don't have to repeat it. I just want you to think it. Applying the truth to this situation is extremely simple. Yeah, that's my life. Now we're going to work to make the truth specific right now. So you take this situation and admit to yourself, say, I don't know how to apply the truth all the time with everybody. I don't know how to apply the truth all the time to everybody. I don't know how to apply the truth.